Today's scripture reading is coming out of Matthew chapter 13. This is the parable of the farmer who scattered seed. And this is in relation to the kingdom of God. Jesus gives us a picture into the types of people in the world. And it's a picture of people who are successful and people who are not successful. And it tells us why they're not successful. It also exposes how to be successful. So the parable is found in Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13 verses 1. And this is a New Living Translation. Let's go down. Let's just start at verse 3. It says, "He told many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he scattered them across the field, some seeds fell on the footpath, and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plants soon withered under the hot sun. Since they didn't have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and 100 times as much as had been planted. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." And when Jesus says that, we need to really listen and understand. We can't do drive-bys on scriptures. We can't say, well, I don't get that, but I don't care about it, and just kind of move on. He wants us to understand. And so we continue on. He says, "His disciples came and asked him, 'Why do you use parables when you talk to the people?' He replied, 'You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. This is why I use these parables. For they look, but they don't really see. They hear, but they don't really listen or understand. This fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah that says, When you hear what I say, you will not understand. When you see what I do, you will not comprehend. For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear. And they have closed their eyes, so their eyes cannot see. And their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand. And they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because you see, and your ears, because they hear. I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but they didn't see it. They long to hear what you hear, but they didn't hear it. Now listen to the explanation of the parable about the farmer planting seeds. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message about the kingdom and don't understand it. Then the evil one comes and snatches away the seed that was planted in their hearts. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns represents those who hear God's word, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life and the lure of wealth, so no fruit is produced. The seed that fell on good soil represents those who truly hear and understand God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted." So there you have it. He reveals the understanding of the parable. So first I want to deal with just what he said, why he speaks in parables, because there are people who don't care about what he's teaching. They don't really want to hear it. And so he puts it in a parable form so that if you want to learn and understand what he's saying, you would have to come to him later on and say, "Jesus, what do you mean by all of that?" And so when we study scripture and we don't understand it, the next phase should be, "Holy Spirit, what do you mean by that?" When we don't do that and we say, "Oh, okay, we can't understand stuff," you're turning a blind eye to the word of God and you're just saying, I don't care nothing about that. That's not important to me. And for that, you won't understand what he's saying. You'll miss a lot of these people who were attending Jesus's sermons were there for the fish and the bread. They were there to get healed. You know, they didn't really care about what was being taught. We can't be like those people. We have to be people who say, Jesus, I want to understand what you're saying. And so that means when you read scripture, you don't understand it. You go to Jesus about it. You go to the Holy Spirit about it and say, I don't understand this. Talk to a teacher who's connected to the Holy Spirit and say, teacher, what does this mean? I appreciate some of you emailing me regarding certain topics in scripture. Because that means you want to understand, you want to know. And that's the first step towards knowing even more. So that's just the starting point here. So he goes into explaining these four kinds of people. Really, it's like six, I say. The first person is the person that the seed fell on the ground and the birds took it. The seed represents the word. He says that represents people who hear the word and they don't understand it. And so the Satan snatches away the word of God from them. They were given the gospel. They heard the message of good news. They didn't understand it. And the devil took it away from them. They didn't retain the information. Here's why. It's not that, oh, poor them. They didn't understand, as if the teacher wasn't able to communicate to them properly. They're not a victim here. The reason why they didn't understand it is because they didn't care that much about it. Some people are given the gospel and they just don't care. I don't care nothing about submitting to God and, you know, the blood of Jesus. I don't care nothing about all that. Because the gospel on the surface can sound funny. We're talking about blood. We're talking about redemption of sins, stuff like that. But the thing is, they didn't want to learn more about it. They didn't want to understand everything there was to know about this good gospel. And so that was taken from them. So that's a person. That's a type of person, a sinner that doesn't want to change and repent of their sins. And so the gospel comes to them, just like Jesus prophesied that, you know, the gospel will be preached into all the world, and then the end will come. Everybody's going to hear the gospel. And then some people, I would say, well, the scriptures say most people will not accept it because they don't care nothing about it. It's not that important to them. I don't want that. I'd rather live my life my way and be my own God. And it boils down to that. All right. So that's the seed that fell on the wayside, on the footpath. Then there's another seed, the seed that fell on rocky soil. And so the seed, what happens is it got in, it started growing, but it was shallow. It wasn't that deep. And so because of that, it sprung up, but because it didn't have a lot of water, and it wasn't deeply rooted in the ground, the sun hit it and it was unable to survive. And he says, that's the people who accept the gospel with gladness, but they hadn't count the cost. And he says, when persecution comes and when troubles in life come, they fall away. And so I talked about persecution here before, and that's part of being a saint. You're going to deal with people mistreating you, lying about you, hurting you, doing all kind of things for Christ's sake and for your righteousness' sake. This is part of it. If you're not going to stand in that, you're going to fall away. And you're going to be like this person. And the reason why is this. The reason why this is because they didn't spend enough time in Christ to be strong enough to be able to withstand the persecution. You see, they heard the gospel. It sounded great. They're like, yeah, I want to be a saint. I want to be a follower of God. I want to be part of the kingdom. But they didn't spend time. They just got into working and doing ministry or whatever. They just got involved, and then they didn't count the cost. They didn't spend enough time with Jesus. They didn't do it. They hadn't spent time maturing. Because of that, they fell away because the persecution came and everything, and that was over with for them. The third person that he came across was the seed that fell upon the thorns. And he said that represented those who hear God's word, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of life and the lure of wealth so that the fruit is not produced. We talked about not letting money take you away from God. We talked about how God supplies all our needs and that how we should make sure that our focus is on God and not money and these comforts and happiness. And we talked about all that because here Jesus is explaining that there are going to be certain people who hear the word, but because of the cares of this world, they can't produce no fruit for God because they're too busy worrying about money and trying to get more money. Why are they chasing happiness? They're divided in their thinking. Their eye is not single. They're not focused on God. They're looking at money and God at the same time. And then they're it's messing them up, and they can't produce no fruit. And it's a lot of people who've been called to do ministry, but they're too focused on the financial support of it. To where I remember hearing about a preacher who gave up being a pastor because he just wasn't making no money doing it. And he said, "This ain't no money in this." And it showed where his heart was at. But we don't do it for the money. We do it for the Lord, because that's his will for us. And you can't give up whatever it is God has led you to do just because of financial issues that come with that. He said he'll provide, and we have to believe that and just go with that. So he said that the seed fell down, it was choked up. And that's what the cares of this world does. It chokes you up. Your attention is divided. And you don't want to be like this person here. And as I said at the beginning of this, these are all the different types of people in the kingdom. The first one, once again, is a person that just doesn't care that much about the word. That's why they don't understand it, and it's taken away from them. The second person is a person that has not spent much time with Christ and have not count the cost of being in Christ. And so when persecution comes, they fall away. When troubles come, they fall away, because they're not deeply rooted in Christ. So, and then we have this person here who's caring about money because they haven't resolved the fact that God will take care of them and supply all their needs. And as we talked about before, this is a hard one for people to get over. So we need to really consider this and look at it and see if this applies to our life. At the end of the day, we want to be the people who are producing fruit. And so it goes on to say, in verse 22, the seed that fell among the, verse 23, it says, the seed that fell on good soil represents those who truly hear and understand God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as have been planted. So if you are one of those who hear the word and understand it, and you let your roots grow in Christ so that you can't be swayed by persecution and hardships, and you've let go of money as your supplier, and you let God take care of you, and you truly want to understand what God is saying, then you'll be a person that will produce fruit. And it says here, some produced 30 times what was planted, 60 times what was planted, and even 100 times what was planted. So there's degrees of your fruit production according to your maturity and what you allow God to do through you. So we all should aspire to be the one who produced 100 times. But we want to be the person who produced that fruit. We don't want to be the other three because they fell away. First person never even got born again because they didn't understand the gospel. They didn't care that much about it. And then the second person, they got born again, but they just didn't count the cost. They didn't spend enough time in Christ. It also says to me that it's a lack of understanding, that they haven't studied certain scriptures to really get why, persecution is necessary. So they haven't read those scriptures. They're just reading all the ones about the kingdom and the goodness of God and the blessings of God. But they're not focused on also that there's a dark side to following Christ. And that is that the Satan and the powers of darkness is going to hate you. And they didn't grasp that. So they just wanted to stay in the fluffy side. And so they went out and then they got hit. And then they're like, oh, well, I don't want to do this. And they fall away. And I've heard many people like that, religious people. To the point that the gospel now that's preached is no suffering is involved. God doesn't want you to suffer. And it's totally setting people up to be this person here who get born again, and then trials come and they fall away. And then finally, the money thing. Loving money, chasing money, trying to be comfortable, and looking to your own works, supply your needs. We got to let that go and let God supply our needs. We don't want to end up being choked and not being able to produce fruit. I don't want my attention divided between making money and obeying God and preaching the gospel and doing the will that whatever, he's called me to do. I don't want to be torn like that. He said, you can't serve two masters. You can't serve two masters. You're either going to love one and hate the other, and vice versa. So that's the scripture reading for the day. That's the explanation of it. And you have to care about what Jesus is teaching. He said he only gives it to people who really want to understand. If you don't want to understand what God is teaching you, who's trying to teach you, then you won't understand it. And the understanding that you do have will be taken away from you, as he said, as we read today. So I encourage you to read Matthew 13, 1 through 23 on your own time and study it for yourself and just look at it. And look at, try to find the weaknesses in your life, you know, and say, am I the guy that struggles with the persecution side of things? Am I the guy that looks towards money as his comfort? And find areas where you may be weak at and say, you know what? Okay, since that feels like me, I'm going to go make sure I go to God and make sure that he gets rid of that in my soul. You know, make sure that I read some, listen to some of these sermons and podcasts that talk about that so that I can strengthen myself so that I don't be one of these people who fall off. And of course, the first person, the guy who doesn't understand the word, well, they probably not even listen to podcasts like this to begin with. But if you are a person who looks at scripture as just hard to understand, just understand that the Holy Spirit was given to us to understand scripture. There's teachers who've been given the Holy Spirit to understand scripture and explain it to people. Anytime you're around people who just say, well, we just can't know Bible. We can't know certain scripture. We just can't know. That's a lie. They're living in ignorance, and it's, you don't want to be around that. You need to say, no, we can understand, and I'm going to find out why and what Jesus means by this. And if you humble yourself and seek out him, he will give you the answer. And so we don't want to drive by our own scriptures. We don't want to be people who just say, well, I can't understand that, so I'm not going to deal with that. No, take the time out to pursue Jesus and ask him what it means, just like his disciples, and you'll be blessed by the revelation that he'll give you. So till next time, walk in the Spirit. If you don't feel like you're right with God, repent of your sins and get right with God. And until next time, be blessed.